dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about the need of the teachings of the prophets of God. Why do we need to acquire the teachings from the prophets of God? Well, simply, the simple answer is that our knowledge is limited. We're not even connected to the divine source of knowledge, which is Allah Himself. Now, our intellect, which is there to help us, it steers us in a direction where it gets clear for us that for us who are not connected to the divine source of knowledge and whose knowledge is not complete and perfect and unlimited either, they must refer to someone who has that knowledge, which is either connected to the divine source of knowledge, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, or is unlimited. Now, we know that in case of prophets, to say the least, that they are connected to the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can expose those realities to us that we have no way of getting to without the prophets. Now, if we ride upon a fantastic and fairy tale-like horse, which is built of rays of light, and in every second we travel 300,000 kilometers in the shoreless space, doubtlessly we will need to have thousands of lifetimes of Prophet Noah, who had a long lifetime, just to see a small part of this extensive universe. Okay, this is how limited we are. This is how limited our knowledge is till date. It is clear that this universe, with its greatness, was not created uselessly. And as we learned in our study of God, the creation of this world has no benefit to God's state, because He is a being who is totally and absolutely free from any need, who is eternal, and He has no deficiency which He could want to meet by creation of the world and humanity. Thus, we can conclude that His goal was to give mercy to others and to help creatures reach perfection. Just like the fact that the sun shines upon us without it having any need of us. This light and heat of sun is only to our advantage and benefit, because what do we do for the sun? Think about it. Honestly, have we ever done anything for the sun? Why is it providing us with this energy and this light and this heat that we need for our existence? Similarly, Allah has made an arrangement for us, brothers and sisters, and that's what we need to realize and feel and process and let it sink in, that the prophets, the divine guides, the prophets as well as the imams, they are a blessing for us. The sun is a smaller blessing when it comes to comparison with prophets and imams. Why? Because the sun is fulfilling our physical need only. Okay, but the prophets and imams, they fulfill our spiritual need, and the soul, which is going to stay, which has to travel, our body is going to stay in this world and it's going to be decayed. The soul has to travel. They are here to take care of the soul. Their teachings are the food and sustenance and that light for the soul. Just like the sun is a light for our body. And we need that. So thank Allah for this blessing of having prophets, rather than thinking that, oh, our intellect is enough. We're going to take a short break. Once we come back, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Stay with us. ¶¶
Prophet Muhammad in the Bible, in the words of Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was so much preparation for his coming, so much preparation. And the Jews and the Christians had news of his advent, which is why, when we get into this later, which is why of the seven cities of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, the seven cities of Revelation, which were the centers of Christianity, all of them became Muslim. They're all Muslim. So all of the Eastern Christians, with small exception, became Muslim over this period of time. One of the reasons why the Nestorian Christians, not so much the Byzantine who were Orthodox, but you had the Nestorian and the Jacobite, the Malachite, but these Christian sects that were in this area were basically, they were expecting a prophet. I mean, even if you look in the Gospel with John the Baptist, he was asked, are you Elias and Elijah? And the Jews have a belief, like some Muslims, not all the Muslims, but some of the Muslims, that Elijah still walks the earth. Some actually equate Elijah with Al-Khadr, and some say that Al-Khadr is different. But Elijah still walks the earth, and that's why they said, "Are you Elijah?" And then he said no, and he said, "Are you the Messiah?" He said no, and he said, "Are you that prophet?" And he said no. So he mentions the Messiah, and then he mentions another prophet that's different from the Messiah. Now we know Jesus was the Messiah, so where's that prophet? Because John the Baptist was the prophet immediately before Jesus, and so there's another prophet mentioned. And John the Baptist said, "No, I'm not that prophet." So who is that prophet? And then if you look in John 16, where Jesus says he has to leave so that the Paraclete can come, and then he describes the Paraclete. He says that the Paraclete will come and he will abide with you. In other words, his Sharia is going to stay. I mean, the Christians interpret it to be the Holy Ghost, but we know that John the Baptist was baptizing with the Holy Ghost. We know that Jesus was supported by the Holy Ghost. So the idea that he had to leave so that the Holy Ghost could come does not really make sense if you look at the idea that the Holy Ghost is already with him. But this is what he says, that he's going to come after me, and I have to leave so that he can come. Now, he calls him the Paraclete. Parakletos in the Greek means an advocate or a shafi'a in Arabic. That's what it means, shafi'a in Arabic. If you look it up in any Greek dictionary, Parakletos means shafi'a. Now, some of the Muslims said if you change the voweling of it, and Parakletos means the praised one. So it's very similar, Allahu Alam. But the word that Jesus says when he says that he is giving news of a prophet, بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, he doesn't say Muhammad, he says Ahmad. Now, Ahmad is the prophet's name on Yawm al-Qiyamah when he's the Shafi'a. He's Ahmad al-Shafi'a. Muhammad is his name here. So the prophet's... Now, the other thing is the word in Aramaic for the Paraclete, if you look at the earliest Aramaic translation, is Muhammana. Muhammana, which is, according to Ibn Hisham and our scholars, is Syriac for Muhammad. Now, when these Eastern Christians heard Muhammad, they looked in their book and it said, "There's somebody, I have to leave so that Muhammana could come." And many of them became Muslim.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين حسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about how the prophets, the divine prophets and imams sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are a blessing for human beings. And hence, we stand in need of the teachings of these prophets and imams. Why? Primarily because they are connected to the unlimited source of knowledge, okay, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And we know that our knowledge is limited. Now, we talked about before the break that sun, for instance, is one of the blessings of Allah, which fulfills our physical need of light and heat and everything, which is required for our existence. Now, in case of prophets and imams, right, they fulfill our spiritual needs, okay? They make sure that our spirit, that our soul is intact when we leave this world. So why don't we stop benefiting from sun, oxygen, water, food? Why is it that we wish to avail and benefit from all these blessings that Allah has provided for us, but don't wish to benefit from the prophets and imams in some cases we see? Right? Whereas we know that the prophets and imams are the biggest blessings for us who are here to guide us. Is our intelligence and knowledge sufficient for us to move along towards the way of perfection and the reaching towards becoming a perfect human being? Is that the case? Well, that's seriously not the case. Our intellect and our knowledge is not going to take us to that level of perfection. It's not designed to. It's not equipped to. It's not its job. Okay? What amount of secrets of the world do we know? Think about it, honestly. What is the truth of life? When was this world created? No one knows the answer to these questions. How long will it remain? Again, no one knows the answer to this question. Every scholar of humanity has an opinion from the social and economic point of view. For instance, one group recommends capitalism and another group socialism or communism. And yet another group neither accepts this group nor that and considers both to be harmful. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to be guided, the human beings? In other issues of life as well, there are differences of opinions amongst the scholars. A human being falls into a state of wonder as to which one of all of these to accept. At the end of the day, they all claim that they have intellect, they have wisdom, they have this, they have that. But then there are serious disagreements, right? So what are we supposed to do? Is there a single source of truth? Okay, it is here in this case, with all fairness. We must admit that in order to reach the main goal of creation, that is perfection and nourishment of human being in all areas, we need a series of teachings which are correct and empty of any error. Ones which rely upon the realities of life, teachings which can help us upon this long road, this long journey to reach that main goal. What is that main goal? The human perfection and felicity. So with this prayer, that may Allah get us connected to His divine messengers, divine prophets and imams and their message, and that unlimited source of knowledge that Allah Himself possesses, may Allah get us connected to them so we can lead a life which is a prosperous life and we depart this world in a prosperous state as well. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.